You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out about a farm soil health program that's expanding here in Wisconsin. First, a growing national movement to amend the nation's constitution now includes the state of Wisconsin, as state senators voted yesterday in favor of proceeding with this constitutional convention idea. The state assembly also voted in favor of that resolution earlier this year. Wisconsin becomes the 28th state to approve a measure calling for a convention, which would be triggered if 34 states request it. Mark Sommerhauser joins us now. He covers state government and politics at the Wisconsin State Journal. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, talk us through what lawmakers were voting for here with this measure.
Sure. The lawmakers, yesterday the Senate passed actually a package of three measures, two joint resolutions and a bill that are all related to the state's making application for a national convention to amend the United States Constitution. The process for that is outlined under Article 5 of the Constitution, which enables two-thirds of the state legislatures, if they pass resolutions making application for one of these conventions, that one would convene under that circumstance. I think, as you said in the intro, Wisconsin now becomes the 28th state to request an Article 5 convention that would be held for the specific purpose of looking at amendments to the Constitution that would require a federal balanced budget, and the threshold that would actually trigger this convention occurring would be 34 states applying for it.
And a lot of the argument over this pro and con has been not just about the balanced budget idea, but whether a constitutional convention, once it started, could be restricted to just the balanced budget amendment. What did we hear on both sides of that argument?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I think you're keying in on really the biggest objection that we hear from critics or opponents of an Article 5 convention from across the political spectrum. A lot of the folks, both in the legislature here and nationally, that have opposed this have been Democrats or liberal opponents, but there are some conservative critics and opponents of this as well. And what we heard yesterday in the Senate was, you know, Democratic opponents of this resolution essentially saying, you know, that we could be opening, in the words of one senator, a Pandora's box, in the words of several others, leading to what they described as a runaway convention, in which all manner of amendments far beyond, you know, just a balanced budget amendment, in theory, could be proposed.
And by and large, has this been Republican legislatures around the country doing this?
Yes, it has been. And I think it's fair to say that that's primarily where the support for it is coming. Again, you know, it's the impetus for this is to pursue an amendment to the Constitution that would require a federal balanced budget. You may recall in the early 1990s, there was a push to do this individually as a constitutional amendment. It was not able to pass through the U.S. Congress. It fell just short of the number of votes that were needed to do that. And so now you have essentially proponents of a federal balanced budget amendment trying a different method. Instead of doing an individual amendment that would pass through the Congress initially, they're trying to trigger one through a convention that would be called through state legislatures.
This passed, as we mentioned, the Assembly some months back, actually. It took the Senate longer to tackle it. What has Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald had to say about the issue?
Yeah, so, you know, the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, was very gung-ho about sort of fast-tracking this measure, and it did pass through the State Assembly back in June. The Senate Majority Leader, Scott Fitzgerald, you know, I think it's fair to say was a little more cautious, saying that there were a number of questions that people had about, I think primarily when he voiced reservations about this, he just said senators, Republican senators, have some questions about essentially what we were just talking about, the scope of a convention. When we spoke to him after yesterday's vote, you know, he acknowledged that he still, you know, is not convinced that the scope of a convention could be limited once it were, you know, if it were to get underway. Of course, the thing that all the proponents of this convention keep going back to sort of the safeguard against, you know, some sort of unexpected amendment being proposed and actually enshrined in the Constitution is that any amendment that would be approved in a Article 5 convention would then subsequently need to be ratified by three-fourths of the state legislatures. So 38 state legislatures would have to ratify any proposed amendment that would come out of an Article 5 convention. So that's kind of the thing that we hear people pointing back to as sort of the safeguard against, a quote-unquote runaway convention.
Talking to Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at a state Senate vote yesterday, putting Wisconsin on a list of states calling for a convention to amend the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. Mark, there were a couple of subplots going on here. One was an idea to time limit Wisconsin's application to do this. What happened there?
Yeah, that's correct. So the Senate President, Senator Roger Roth, a Republican from Appleton, had an amendment that would have limited the state's application for a convention to 7 years. The thinking being with this, that once the application is made, it essentially sits out there and remains out there until either a convention is held or the state or a future state legislature could, vote to rescind the application. And, you know, Senator Roth's office indicated that there was some concern about, if you have an application sitting out there for years or even decades, there's no way to know what, who the delegates would be to a convention, an Article 5 convention that potentially could be held decades from now. And so his proposal was to put the 7-year sunset in place. He did actually end up withdrawing that amendment before the full Senate voted on the resolution, and Senator Roth became the only Republican to actually vote against the resolution.
And you just raised another question. Who gets to be on this convention from Wisconsin if it came to pass? And is there anything to discipline them to make sure that they stick with that balanced budget idea?
Correct. So the bill that was passed as part of this package addresses that question of who the delegates would be. It says that the legislature and governor, if we got to a point where a convention, Article 5 convention was held, the legislature and governor at that time would be responsible for appointing 7 delegates to attend the convention to represent Wisconsin. And it also, the language of the bill then does lay out a process by which Wisconsin's delegates could vote to dismiss an individual delegate from Wisconsin if they were to essentially entertain support for an amendment that would come up at the convention that would be outside the scope of the application of the convention, which in this case is, again, for just the limited purpose of doing a federal balanced budget amendment.
Now, this resolution doesn't need the governor's signature. It's a done deal for now. Can a future legislature take us back off the list?
Yes, that's right. I mean, that's essentially what happens is it sits out there now until either 34 states sign on to this and we actually have a convention, or if a future legislature were to think, well, this isn't such a good idea, and vote a majority of both houses then to rescind the resolution.
We'll leave it there for now. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That's Mark Sommerhauser. He covers state government and politics at the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us for a look at the push for a constitutional convention in Wisconsin and beyond.